Well, a great announcement during the week for Crows fans. They're all Australian halfback. They're Meter Eater, the leading meters gained player in the AFL, has re-signed for another couple of years. Takes him to the end of 2018. He joins us now. Brode, how are you? Congratulations.
Thanks, boys. Yeah, I'm doing all right now. I had a bit of a crook guts over the weekend, but I'm feeling much better and had a run around today. So,
Well, hang on. Before we move on from that, what happened?
Oh, I got a bit crook on the bus on the way to the game, probably sitting a bit too close to Rory Laird. And, it just kicked in the warm-up. And
so what kicked in? The runs? The trots? The squirts?
No, quite the opposite,
Havana
actually.
People might be having a snack or something. You don't need to
just a few stomach cramps and a bit crook in the gut. So, a bit soft, but
it just got too much in the end. Cramps.
Yeah, churning. Yeah, a bit of churning in the guts and I couldn't get it out, unfortunately. So,
okay. Well, at least you're better now. You're looking healthy.
Yeah,
you got a bit of time before the next game. Now, in terms of the signature on the paper, that's great news, and it gives you some real, I guess, certainty for your future for the next 3 years. But I guess what are some of the things you consider being a local lad? I suspect it would have been a reasonably easy decision.
Yeah, it was. I love the club and they've been so good to me over the years I've been there so far. So it was an easy decision and it's good to get it out of the way before the season starts. And now I can just concentrate on playing some good footy and helping the team have some success.
What about the term? Because we've seen a lot of five-year deals. You've chosen just to extend by two. Was that by your choice?
It was. And also Talsy took all the cash for the five years. So I had to go. But it's just what worked best for myself and the club. And both parties were happy with the deal. So we went from there.
So if he debuted, when, Bix?
2011.
And in 2018, it'll be how many years?
About seven.
Oh, free agents. You've got a good manager, son.
Oh, that's news to me, mate, so I didn't know anything about that.
talk about Mount Barker. That was a great deck, wasn't it? And just talk us about the conditions. Kicking 19 points. What was the quote from Don Pike? He said it was an event, not a trend. Yeah?
Yeah, well, I was out there for about 30 minutes and then I saw the last 5 minutes, so I can't comment too much on the game, but okay. The deck itself was in great nick,
wasn't
it? It was actually a good atmosphere. All the locals got out and hugged the boundary line and, it was a really good atmosphere out there and it was a good game too, nice and close. And the minutes I get to watch at the end, the crowd was definitely getting behind the Frio boys and our boys, you could tell, were trying to lift to win the game. We just couldn't get the goals, unfortunately.
You were out there long enough and you played the first game and for us as commentators watching it, that speed of ball movement, the speed in which you play on, you get it back on the 45 in that corridor. Okay, you've been allowed to have the corridor. It's NAB, I know that. But, gee, I'd like to see that keep improving and keep going, and that's a cornerstone of how you're playing. Will it be, that fast ball movement from the back half?
Yeah, it's definitely something as a backs group we've been working on to all attack together. Yeah. You know, we've got guys like Hardigan and Tali are real lockdown sort of players, so we're trying to free them up a bit and get them involved in the attack as well. And but the most important thing for us is that team defence, and if we can force good turnovers, then we can get that free-flowing attack back the other way.
Well done.
What's the program this week? I know you had an open session this morning, which was well attended, but you've got a little bit of a break before your next match. What's it look like for you?
So we've got our main session tomorrow, which from all reports is going to be a big one. Mm. And then we've got 3 days off over the weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just to really recover and then get ready for the Friday night Gold Coast game.
Because that game is going to be a really big game in terms of full dress rehearsal, you'd suspect. Probably pick close to your best side that's going to play North Melbourne in round one. So I guess the selection of that team is going to be pretty difficult.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And, Brad Crouch trained really well today too. So he's putting his hand up to get a game in before the season starts. So, the selection committee's got a tough job in their hands. And I suspect it'll be close to a full-strength side Friday night.
Do you think you're fitter this year? You've got a new fitness-based coach in Brett Burton. Do you feel like you've put as much work in?
Yeah, I guess it's changed a bit too with the interchange cap coming in, so less rotations on ground. So we've done a bit more long-distance running. So a couple of boys have really shredded down and lost a couple of kilos and are running really well. So, I think the group's a bit fitter this year.
And what about yourself personally?
I've pretty much stayed the same. It's hard for me to... I can't lose any more weight. I'm pretty skinny as it is, so... it's just that long distance running has gone up another level.
Last year, you had a couple of concussions in pretty close succession, disrupted your year a little bit. There's been no ill effects of that starting this preseason?
No, there hasn't. I've had a really good preseason, actually. I haven't had any interruptions and been able to do close to every session to full capacity. So it's been a really encouraging preseason for me. And as long as I can get my guts right, that'd I can, so hopefully Friday night against Gold Coast can get a good full game in and go into the season feeling really fit.
Yeah. 3 games off 100. How, you just think to yourself, how quick's that gone? I can remember you coming on the scene and just flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, thinking that this year's my 6th season, it's gone really quick. And I remember we did an exercise at the start of the year, and Wayne Miller got up and said he was born in 1998, and I couldn't believe it. I was 6 years older than him. So it's flown past, but, you know, I've loved every minute of it. And I'm at a stage now where I'm really trying to improve my leadership and trying to take the group forward.
Excellent. We're getting to love and know Don Pike. He's a very reserved character. What's he like inside the inner sanctum? Give us a bit of an insight in his demeanour and, you know, whether he can actually fire up, and has he fired up yet?
He is pretty reserved, yeah. But when it comes to footy, he's a very smart guy, and he's got the group feeling really confident and really energetic. And we've seen glimpses of him firing up so far, but I don't think we've seen the full Pikey fire up yet. So I'm not looking forward to seeing that, but it'll be interesting to see how he goes when he fires up.
Those quiet ones that just sit under the radar, when they do arc up, it becomes a weapon, Bix, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, the Ranters and Ravers. Well, you say, well, whatever. See, my wife at home's the Ranter at Raver, but when Papa Bear arcs up, they're the dangerous ones, Bix.
Well, I had a similar experience. We had a new coach called Malcolm Blight at one stage, and
the
first 3 games, which were the practice matches, were all honky dory, no problems there. But oh boy,
after
we lost the first game, both barrels got opened up, and they didn't get closed down for the next 3 years. Matthew Yench, it's a bit of a shock to everyone when he announced that he's going to step away from football. One of the things that has happened is that he will be able to be replaced by one of the rookies. So I thought it was interesting, that rookie spot, you know, there's a couple of guys that might be vying for that. Just talk to us about Jono Beach and Riley O'Brien. In my mind, they're probably the two leading candidates.
Yeah, we've got some really good rookies on the list. And, you know, Riley's had a bit of a taste of it. He played
impressive
on the weekend.
Last week,
and he was impressive last year as well in the Port Lincoln game. So he's done some really good things, and Jono Beach, he tore the practice game up, to be honest. He was awesome, and then he had a little bit of a setback with his hamstring, so if that didn't happen, I would say you would have seen him over the last 2 weeks. So they're probably the two guys, that are fighting for that spot, and I guess it's the balance of the list will determine who gets it.
What's your expectations for the team of the year, Smithy? B. Smith, where do you reckon you'll finish?
Well, obviously, we're there to play finals, and that's what we want to do. And we made the semi last year, and we'd love to go one better, two better this year. So, you know, we just got to adapt to our new game plan as quick as possible. And, you know, Pikey's been all about improving. So that's what we'll go into the year expecting to do, improve on last year and, play some finals footy.
Do you think you have, as a team, bought into that new game plan? We've seen a couple of little tweaks, nothing massive, but inwardly, it's probably a little bit more than what we're seeing.
Yeah, definitely. I think our team defence has been the one that's really picked up, and also our kicking. We've done a lot of work over the summer on our kicking, and it was a bit scratchy on the weekend. Probably didn't have the best conditions, but we've definitely seen some improvement in that area. So, if we nail down on those two things this year, obviously we'll see some improvement.
Well, what did you call B. Smith before, the meter eater?
Yep.
Top 3 in the last 3 years for meters gained.
Yes.
For inside 50s and carry and all those sort of stuff. I reckon Seedsman might give you a run for your money. He had some magnificent inside 50s. And Wayne Miller is another one that doesn't mind, you know, racking up the meters, Smithy, so that's good.
Yeah, Wano's got some good run about him. And, a lot of people have likened myself and Cito as similar players. So
I found you and he hard to pick up in the first quarter. Similar body shapes.
Yeah, he's a bit uglier, but he's a good player, and he provides that run off the wing. And, so if me and him can sort of work together off that halfback wing combination this year, I think it'll be really good for us.
What are you doing outside of footy, B. Smith?
I'm trying to nail that down at the moment. I've I started a course last year, but unfortunately couldn't finish it through all the concussion stuff. So,
what was that course?
It was a sports business course.
Oh, good.
But so this year I'm just trying to nail down what I want to do. I've done a little bit of work experience with Brad Symes. That's been good, and he's helped me out a little bit. So,
what Symes he do?
Macquarie, is he?
Yeah, he's into that sort of stuff.
Oh,
so
you're into finance, banking,
a bit of that stuff. See how I go.
But banking, Smithy.
Pretty good with numbers, so.
Are you good with numbers?
Yeah, like my stats and all that sort of stuff. So,
I'm starting to like you more
because Bix is down that path.
Yeah, so.
He struck me as more outdoorsy.
Park ranger.
Park ranger is something.
Fishing inspector.
Nah, shocking outdoors, mate. Can't beat. Nah, I was terrible at that stuff at school, so I'll stay away from that.
Well, Brody, it is great news. I think all Crows fans are rejoicing when they heard that you put pen to paper. It's a big couple of weeks coming up. Of course, you go to the Gold Coast Friday week and you get the opportunity to, I guess, put your best side out there and just tune everything up before round one. And, of course, that start of the season is going to be so critical, having a pretty tough run, but you'd love to hit the ground running.
Yeah, that's right. So Friday night's just a great chance for us to put our best team out there and, you know, last rehearsal of that new game plan we've got, and then take some confidence into round one and go from there.
Well, thanks for joining us, mate, and good luck for not just next Friday, but also for the year ahead.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
B. Smith, our guest. Well, he's close to one of my favourites, Vic, so I get a bit excited when the old B. Smith gets ball in hand. What do you call him, a meter reader? I've never heard that. Old meter reader.
Turn your ears on a bit more often.
Number one in the AFL. B. Smith, our guest.